Let's talk about delusion, guys. If you are a delusional person, you need to understand it. My favorite delusion is when you can't make any money. Instead of quitting your job, because all trucking companies are the same, that's my favorite delusion. All trucking companies are the same. I don't do no research. I don't try to figure out why I ain't making no money. I don't do anything. I just stand around and say, all trucking companies the same. I ain't never worked for nothing but more than two or three trucking companies. There's thousands of trucking companies in the United States of America. I ain't never done no research. I ain't been down the road. I ain't never went to a truck stop and talked to some other drivers. I ain't never got with nobody because all trucking companies are the same. And ignorance is bliss because I don't have to challenge myself to change, to grow, to think. Right? I remember, I'm not going to say the YouTube and trucker, I remember when there was a certain YouTube and trucker who said, you know, you can't get what you want in this trucking thing. You just can't get what you want. He kept quitting jobs and quitting jobs and quitting jobs, and then he found a good job, and he stuck with it. Now he's making the money he want to make, and he getting the hours he want to get, and everything's good. He forgot about all that stuff he was saying you couldn't find what you wanted. But why do you think he found what he wanted, though? Because even though he was deluded to believe that he was delusional, I should say, and thought that he was going to never find what he wanted, but he ended up finding it. And the truth is, it's not delusion. It's just lying to yourself. Because it's easier to say you can't get it than to accept the fact there are other people who have what you want, and it's a matter of you working harder to get it. And that's why you get so many guys who don't make any money. I mean, you got to quit. I say this all the time. You got to quit. The power of quitting is amazing. If you quit your job today, I guarantee you, if you quit your job today and you find a better job, you will move forward. You'll move forward. But if you stand at the same job, living the same delusional ideology, I can't make no money, you ain't going to make a dime. The next delusion I love is the family delusion. My kids need me to be there every day. My kids need me around every single day because if I ain't there, their whole life is going to fall apart. Some of y'all children 16, 17 years old, they ain't never home anyway. But then you act like you ain't got a cell phone, a website, a Facebook page, and all that other stuff, right? You can connect with your children any way you want to. They can see a picture of you every day. You can take a picture of your face, send it to them, they can even watch your age. But the truth is, your kids often, in many families, don't need you there all the time. Ooh, kid, you can't say that. That's a sin, kid. You can't say that. Some of y'all want to be there for your wife. Knowing your wife might have somebody down the street, man or woman. And at the end of the day, that may be the only way your marriage going to work. And you might fuck it up being around every day, you know? So you might want to be honest with yourself. Because some of you, let's be honest, some of you got a marriage like that because you ain't shit personally. Well, just being honest, some of y'all ain't shit personally. Some of you are just low down, dirty, rotten men. Wife, you come home and she got to clean up after you and she got to clean up after kids. She's sick of both of y'all. Well, so she got her man or woman down the street. Right, that may be the only reason she around. You come around every day, she can't go down the street. She getting tired of you, she got a divorce. Just being honest. So don't think that that's the way everybody's relationship is different. Some women, they just love the fact that you ain't around and they can run the house the way they want. You come around, drop that dang-a-lang, and then get back on that truck, and I see you when I see you. Right, and a lot of women like that. Why you got to mess that up? Sometimes they ain't cheating. Right, I'm just saying, some people like that. And if it works for your family, especially if it's working for 10 years, 15 years, why would you upset it? Why would you mess it up? Oh, well, you know, I want to be around. No, you don't. A lot of guys do that. Then they end up getting another job or something, or they end up helping out a friend during that time because your family don't need you that much. They got used to it. Especially when you did 2, 3, 4, 5 years, they used to seeing daddy on the weekend. Daddy comes around end of the month. Wife say, I'm coming, you know, daddy around on the weekend. I can't go see my woman or man down the street. You know, so you know, it is what it is. Or, you know, he come around the end of the month, I got to deal with him because, you know, he wants to run things his way. I mean, it is what it is. And if it's working, if you're happy and you're on the road, stick with that. Stick with it. Don't ruin it by trying to be like everybody else. Right. All marriages ain't the same. Sometimes, be honest, your marriage is shitty, but you're happy. So keep it. Just being honest. I know that ain't what you're supposed to say. Everybody, we're supposed to pretend everybody's living a Walton life. Yeah, you ain't. You're not living that life. The next delusion. The bully delusion. Now, the bully delusion is my favorite. The bully delusion is when dudes think they bulletproof. You know, you can't hurt me. I'm 6'5". They ain't got no bullets that can pierce my skin. And then you read in the paper, there's bullets going through people 6'5" all the time. Being big don't make you bad. Right? It's real life, especially with grown folks. Especially when you're dealing with grown folks who are sometimes convicted felons or sometimes ex-military. You don't get your neck snapped. You'll get stabbed with a shank. Right? I don't care how big you are. It's funny, I remember one guy, I'm walking in the bathroom, big tall guy, he acts all hard about it. He didn't want to move out the way. I back up and let him through. No big deal. Guy tries to laugh and he tries to play it off all hard. And I mean, and it's funny, it's like another driver is looking at me, he's like, I'm glad he didn't do that on me, son. And he looked at it and he's slapping his side. Yeah, because he got a big firearm on his side. Yeah, a firearm, which means Mr. 6'8" or 5" or whatever would have tried to act hard on him, and he'd have pulled a trigger, and he'd have been a dead 6'5" fool. You are not bulletproof. Do not fall for the ideology that you are the most amazing trucker. You're not. You're not the most amazing fighter. Skinny truck drivers, fat truck drivers, we are all out of shape. Okay? Unless you're one of these guys that works out, we are all out of shape. And we are all old, usually. Some average truck driver is at least 25, 30 years old. Right? You are not the whip. You're not going to whoop nobody's ass. Right? And there are truck drivers who are trained to whoop ass. They call it military, but they have to learn how to fight because the military don't teach them how to fight. They teach them how to kill. You don't want to be fighting 5'6" Marine sergeant, okay? You don't, because you're going to think, oh, I'm 6'5", I'm going to jump back, I'm going to put my hands up, he's going to kick you in the nuts, he's going to trip you, and he's going to step on your face, right? It's going to be seconds going to pass, and then the only thing you're going to see is Nikes, right? And that's it. Next thing you see, hopefully, will be the hospital and not Jesus. So, all right, so, you know, think about that. You ain't bulletproof. People really will put their foot in your ass, okay? The last delusion is that everybody's against you. You know you can't own no truck. You know you can't make no money. You know your wife gonna leave you. Everybody's against me. Everybody not against you, guys. All those delusions based in fear. It's all fear. And it serves no purpose. You are going to die. Don't be afraid. Do something before you die so you actually accomplish something. All right? So stop whining. Stop crying. Stop trying to be like everybody else. Stop trying to be like everybody else. You ain't no slave. You ain't bulletproof. Your wife liked the fact you on the road. She got somebody down the street. If it's working, then shut up. I'm sorry, being honest, if it's working, if she got Susie down the street or Jimmy down the street or Susie and Jimmy down the street, you better be happy. But take what you can get. Right? Better to get seconds than or thirds or fourths or fifths than zero. Especially if you know you ain't shit anyway. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com, just being honest. Talk to you guys later.